Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the interesting topic of what the Bible says about angels. Today we are going to examine the scriptures to look at one of the ministries of angels, or the work of angels, work that's been assigned by God to His created beings known as angels. One of those assigned ministries to angels is the work of protecting God's people. We find three particular scriptures that highlight this important work that God has given to angels. One of them has to do with the ministry of angels towards children. In Matthew 18, verse 10, Jesus said these words, "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven." Here Jesus clearly enunciated that children have been assigned angels from God who always see God's face. In other words, they are attentive to these children before the Lord as their heavenly assignment from God. According to these words of Jesus, it would appear that every single child that's born into the world has an assigned angel or guardian angel assigned to him whose express purpose or mission is to watch over that child for his own good. People have often wondered why children would die as young children or infants if indeed God has assigned guardian angels to the life of those children. But we find an interesting story in 1 Kings chapter 14, and it's the story of King Jeroboam and his son Abijah, who had become quite ill. The king told his wife to dress up in a disguise and go find the prophet Ahijah. He had been the prophet that had announced to King Jeroboam that he would eventually be king over Israel. So the king sent his wife to find the prophet and ask him if the child was going to live or die. But before the woman even arrived, God revealed to the prophet that she was coming, and also that judgment was about to come upon the wicked house of King Jeroboam. And the Lord revealed concerning the young child, the son Abijah, that he would die and he would not live to see the evil that was going to come upon the family. In fact, in 1 Kings 14:13, it was explained this way, "And all Israel shall mourn for him and bury him, for he only of Jeroboam shall come to the grave, because in him there is found some good toward the Lord God of Israel in the house of Jeroboam." This implied that the child had found favor in God's eyes, as there was some good in his life in comparison to the evil of his father, King Jeroboam. And as a gift or a favor to him, the Lord was going to allow him to die young and be buried and come to the grave, as that scripture says, so that he would not have to face the evil that was about to come on that family that was going to be so horrible that none of that family would ever even be buried. They would be tragically killed and would not even be put in a grave. So sometimes situations which appear tragic may not be quite as tragic as they seem to the natural eye when it comes to the death of children. But God has assigned angels to protect, and we can take comfort in that. We find in Psalm 34, verse 7, these powerful words, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them." This is a definite promise of God to the person who loves and fears God. So when we have a person who is a reverent worshiper of God, that person can take this scripture, Psalm 34, verse 7, as a promise that the angel of the Lord does encamp around him and rescues him or delivers him from danger, from tragedy, from disaster. This is a promise for the believer. In the case of King Jeroboam's son, this was a child who lived in an ungodly home, one who didn't fear God. And so that protection of having a long life and being protected and spared by tragedy was not given to him. But instead, that child died young and came into paradise with the Lord in his infancy. Psalm 91 also gives us a precious promise, once again, that's made not to everyone in the world, but it's made to the person who fears God and loves God. Specifically, it is to the person who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Someone who has intimate fellowship and a love relationship with God can claim this promise in verses 11 and 12. For he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. These promises of God's protection can be claimed by the person who walks with God, honors God, loves God, and fears God. And that to you, dear believer, is a comfort, and it's a powerful dynamic of our Christian lives that we need to take seriously. There are many stories of seeing this in action in the lives of believers. In an amazing book called Evidence Not Seen, A Woman's Miraculous Faith in the Jungles of World War II, author Darlene Rose tells of her experiences following the Japanese invasion of the island of New Guinea during World War II. When the Japanese invaded her island, her husband was dragged away and she never saw him again. And she was left with another woman in a rat-infested house on the outskirts of the jungle. Japanese troops were everywhere, and so were ruthless bandits. One night, her rest was disturbed by what she thought was rats. She heard them moving around in the living room, in the dining room, and along the halls. She tried to ignore them, but when she heard a book fall to the floor, that did it. Margaret, she called to her fellow worker, grab your dressing gown. We'll light the lamps and have another go at the rats. I've been hearing them from one end of the house to the other. A hall ran the full length of the house, and when she pulled open her bedroom door in the dim light of a little night lamp, she saw someone swish past her. Stepping into the hall for a better look, she found herself face to face with a bandit. He was wearing a black sarong that he flung over his shoulder to free his machete. And with one fluid movement, the knife was extracted from his belt and held up in a striking position. On impulse, Darlene rushed at him, and the man inexplicably turned and ran down the hall, through the bathroom, across the porch, and into the trees, with Darlene hot on his heels. Other bandits appeared, and they all fled. Darlene stopped dead in her tracks and whispered, "Lord, what a stupid thing for me to do." But instantly, a verse flashed into her mind. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivers them. From that night on, Darlene slept with a club at the foot of her bed, but she never had to use it. The bandits returned several nights later, but they never entered the house. She was not disturbed again. She suspected the gardener to be among the bandits, and after the war, she asked him about it. Yes, he confessed he had been one of the culprits. But when she asked him why they never entered the house again, he answered incredulously, "Because of all those people you had there, those people in white who stood about the house. The Lord had put angels round about them, and he had delivered them." This scripture is a powerful promise. It is the promise of God, but it is also the assignment of God for the angels that he has created, that they would be protectors of believers. If you are a believer today, you can take these scriptures to heart. You can proclaim them as being true and belonging to you. And in fact, you should teach them to your children. I highly recommend having your child memorize Psalm 34, verse 7, Psalm 91, Psalm 27, these promises of God's protection for his people. God wants you to feel secure in him and receive the goodness that he has for you. And you can trust that he has given the angels that he has created this assignment of both guarding your children and also guarding you. That one of the great biblical facts about angels is that they have been assigned to protect God's people. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.